Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer, the cherisher and nourisher of all the worlds, abundance of peace and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum. To every one of you, to this program called The Early Echo. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah. Yes, we have began our program once again. And as we do usually that we mention the virtues and blessings of reciting Darud-e Pak. Today we will be listening to a very nice Naat-e Pak as well, once again inshallah. And this will be a continuation of our topic of discussion regarding the satanic whispers as well as their cures inshallah. However, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith that the one who recites 50 darud upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is for the reason of motivation that the one who recites Darud-e Pak is honored and he will be privileged by catching and shaking the blessed hands of the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned before as well, the one who recites 1,000 darood, he sends 1,000 salutations and salams daily upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned that he or she will not die until they are shown their abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. Let us inshallah azza wa jal use this as a source of motivation so that we may increase our recitation of durood and salawat. Ka'be ke badrud duja, tum pe karono durood, taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karono durood, dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karono durood, aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khudai chupa, tum pe karono durood. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله کل کے لیے میں برادر احمد کا شکریہ ادا کرتا ہوں کہ he had given a request for a kalam آج بھی اگر آپ کی کوئی فرمائش ہو تو یقیناً آپ کال کر سکتے ہیں میسیجز بھی بھیج سکتے ہیں The lines are open for your messages as well as for your calls. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, aaj hum jis Naat-e Pak se shuruaat lenge, this Naat-e Pak has been composed by none other than Kalamul Imam, Imamul Kalam, Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Chaliye inshallah, this Naat-e Pak has been recited by Umair Attari, Hafiz Umair Attari Sallamahul Bari. And immediately thereafter, we shall continue with our program. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, khairul wala, salli. Salli ala salli ala salli ala salli
His invitation is, of course, false in heart. Whereas at the same time there is even a shaitan that is also appointed, and his name is Waswas, is called Waswas, and his invitation is called Waswasa. Thus people experience these types of evil thoughts at different levels, sometimes a lot, and they take people and according to their statuses, according to how religious they are, shaitan continues to produce these waswasas and evil thoughts in their mind to confuse them, to corrupt them. And many a times, as I mentioned, the people fall prey to these waswasas. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal has told to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحُضُرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and say, O my Lord, I seek refuge from the whispers of the devil. I seek refuge from the whispers of the devil, and O my Lord, I seek refuge from their coming to me. So shaitan does affect a person, and he does cause these whispers, and he produces or he gives these ideas towards committing haram acts, which will lead a person to the hellfire. So this was just a little recap. We also mentioned the 9 names of shayateen that are appointed at different places, at the marketplaces, in the home, at various places, and their responsibilities as to how they trick and how they trap people in order to produce these waswasas and make it possible for them to commit those evils. So Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that shaitan comes to any one of you and says that who has created so and so thing, who has created so and so thing. He then produces further more waswasas, and then he makes a person question and who has created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the question goes all the way to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that when he disturbs you to this extent, that he makes you think and ask the question that if the stars, the moon, the sun, the sky, the mountains, the trees and plants have been created by Allah Azza wa Jal, then who has created Allah Azza wa Jal himself? So then a person should recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and refrain from it. Commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had stated that do not even try and think to the answer of such question, because this is the waswasa of shaitan. Otherwise, shaitan will ask another question and drive him away by reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Chase him away, get rid of this evil thought that come from shaitan. Keep in mind that reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is a very powerful invocation, inshallah. If we can recite La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyy Al-Azim, recite Surah Nas, Surah Falaq, recite Ta'awwudh, often inshallah it will help you to get rid of the thoughts and whispers of shaitan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we recite more ayat, inshallah, how shaitan does not leave a person even at the time of his death. And this is because, you know, there is a very famous hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that the basis of everything is the end result. So just as we have the hadith innamal a'malu bin niyat, that the basis of everything is the intention of a person. Likewise, we live as Muslims in this world, alhamdulillah, but the end result matters a lot as well. And shaitan, who could not stand you and see you being a Muslim in the dunya, he will try his level best to snatch and remove your iman at the time of death. Therefore, when the final moments of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had come, and this has been mentioned also by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, he gives this parable and he says that shaitan then came in front of him and then said to him, O Fakhruddin Razi, you was a very great teacher, a very great debater, you were famous for your debate and the knowledge that you possessed. Could you give a evidence that Allah Azza wa Jal is one? Could you produce any evidence towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had then started a discussion with shaitan, and he given him a proof regarding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan was the ex-teacher of the angels, therefore he had objected to that, and Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala had given a second evidence and proof regarding the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. Shaitan refused that as well. And then Imam Fakhruddin Razi gave the third, the fourth, the fifth, to this extent that he had given 360 proofs and evidence that Allah Azza wa Jal is one. But Shaitan continued rejecting and refusing every evidence that he had produced and provided with his knowledge. Allahu Akbar. To this extent that now he was in a state of anxiety and he did not know what to do. It is mentioned that his spiritual teacher, his Piro Murshid, Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawlana Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who was performing ablution and wudu at a very far place. From there, as he was performing wudu, he said, "Oh my disciple, O Fakhruddin Razi, why don't you just tell Shaitan that you believe in the oneness of Allah without any proof?" Allahu Akbar. And as he told Shaitan, "Oh Shaitan, I do not need any evidence for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe Allah is one without any proof and evidence." And as he had said this, it has been mentioned that he then passed on, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, this is how Shaitan deceives a person, and we have realized how cunningly Shaitan attacks people from different directions. We mentioned the ayat in the verses of the Holy Quran when Shaitan had made this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will wait on Sirati Mustaqim, on the straight, right path, and I will attack people from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, and many of them will be ungrateful. So this is the challenge which Shaitan had called for, and therefore he continues to fulfill this challenge until today. Many of us do not recognize and realize that our enemy is Shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Inna shaytana kana lil insani aduwwan mubeena. Verily, Shaitan is an open enemy of insan, of human. Unfortunately, we have not realized, or we do not take any interest in learning the attacks of Shaitan. How does Shaitan attack a person? How he tricks a person and makes him fall for the sin? Unfortunately, since we know very less about these things and we continue to fall for Shaitan, and Shaitan happily takes us into the direction, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us protection from Shaitan, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a good adn, with iman, with faith. May we receive the beautiful land of Madinatul Munawwara for our burial, Jannatul Baqi, as Amir al-Sunnah has written a very beautiful kalam, a beautiful Nate Paak, and in that, subhanallah, a very beautiful couplet. Chale, inshallah, hum aur aap milke isse padhte hain regarding it's a dua, inshallah. You should also say ameen to this dua.
ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے
Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching this program, The Early Echo, in which we are discussing the whispers and the tricks of Shaitan. We will also give you some cues, inshallah, for them as to how can we get rid and drive away the cunning Shaitan. Furthermore, Shaitan then provides and produces evil thoughts about destiny. This is something which I have personally experienced with many people that ask these questions. And the thing is basically that Shaitan then brings about these questions that we are born to do whatever is predestined to us. And we are powerless against destiny. If it was written in our taqdeer, in our destiny, to commit any good deed, then surely we will commit them. And if it was written in our taqdeer to commit anything bad, so therefore we will commit it. So this is also a trick and waswasa of Shaitan. Do not ever think about it, otherwise Shaitan will mislead you. drive him away by reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. The answer to this basically is that Allah Azza wa Jal has already and always known what everyone was going to do. This is in the divine knowledge and ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before you were born, this was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is in His ilm that what you will do after you will come into this world. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has written your taqdeer accordingly. So basically, the ulama and the scholars have answered this question by saying that the divine act of knowing and recording does not force anyone in doing anything. Try to understand this by another amazing and a very easy example. For example, manufacturers who manufacture canned food, you know, such as beans, fish, these are some common things which you find in the marketplace when you go to the grocery store. Now, even if you purchase medications and many other things have expiry dates. Now, the example given is basically that even if the manufacturer had not put the expiry date on that product was to expire. By putting that expiry date on the product does not force the product to expire. If you get the point. Basically, Allah Azza wa Jal had known your actions even before you were born. He knew that how you will grow and what you will turn to be, and therefore, accordingly, your taqdeer was written. So any sin which we were committing has already been in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before our birth. Actually, in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, it has been mentioned, a question was posed to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala in the 29th volume of Fatawa Razviya Sharif. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala had presented the answer to this question that says everything happened and will happen with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is the bondman objected and why does he become deserving of torment? What wrong has he done to become deserving of torment? Only what Allah Azza wa Jal recorded in destiny happened. This is proved by the Holy Quran that even a atom, even a particle cannot move without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So what has he done deliberately to become a haldueler or a disbeliever or a transgressor? This is the question which was posed to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. If he is predestined to do good deeds, he will do good deeds. And if he is predestined to do bad deeds, so will he do bad deeds. Under any circumstances, he is bound to do whatever has been written and recorded in his destiny. This is the question a person had posed to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. So why is he then declared to be an evildoer if the bad deeds such as stealing, fornication, lying and killing etc. are recorded in his destiny? If this was recorded in his destiny for him to do, he will certainly commit them. I mean, he will definitely do them. So if good deeds are recorded in his destiny, so he will do good deeds. So why then Jahannam has to exist for his punishment? Why is he deserving of the hellfire when he has done exactly what has been written for him? So the answer had been given that Zayd is a deviant and a muslit person. Why? If somebody hits him with a shoe, then why does he get annoyed? Allahu Akbar. It is also recorded in his destiny. If somebody hits him with a shoe, then why is Zayd then annoyed? Because this was written in his destiny, to be beaten with a shoe. If someone defrauds Zayd by taking some lump sum money from him, why does he get so frustrated? Why would he get furious? This was also written in his destiny. So it was also recorded. Remember, to think that we have to do what has been recorded in our destiny is actually a satanic deception. And it is not true. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal had already knew what we were going to do, and He Azza wa Jal has recorded this in our taqdeer accordingly of our actions. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, through the sadqa of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will go into Jannah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. You should always make dua for paradise. As Amir al-Sunnah had mentioned, Allah ki rahmat se jannat hi milegi. Allah ki rahmat se to jannat hi milegi. Ay kaash muhalle mein jaga unki mili ho. We will enter heaven by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal if only we could get an abode in the neighborhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To be in the same Jannah, meaning to have the same place where the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will reside in paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal through His mercy grant us an abode near the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah as well. The thing is that, dear viewers and the Madini channel, do not fall for the deception of Shaitan, for the tricks and traps of his leaves, for this is how he tricked many people out there. We have given some references and many ayat of the Holy Quran we had recited yesterday, in which we had proven that these tricks and traps are from Shaitan, and Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to seek refuge and to protect ourselves from Shaitan by making dua and supplicating to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes Shaitan causes such whispers that a person cannot even express them in words. And it is true. A blessed companion always remain, I mean all the blessed companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always remain in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and following the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Shaitan would irritate them very much by means of whispers. He would not even leave the Sahaba, the Awliya, the great personalities, the great leaders of Islam. Shaitan did not leave them. So who are you and I? There is an example in Sahih al-Muslim that a blessed companion came into the court of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have such thoughts, Shaitanic whispers in our hearts, that we consider them very bad to even express them to you. I don't even know how to even tell you the thoughts, the evil thoughts that goes through my mind. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, have you really felt this thing? He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Sahabi, this is actually open faith. This is your iman. Subhanallah. A person then came in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I have such thoughts in my heart and mind that I wish to be burned to ashes than ever to express these thoughts and whispers of Shaitan that come in my mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, we thank Allah who has made these thoughts satanic whispers. Luckily these thoughts are from Shaitan and not from within ourselves. In fact, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated, Allah has declared these thoughts to be satanic whispers and there is no punishment for them. He Azza wa Jal is gracious and He knows the helplessness of His oneness. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Madini channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, as we just mentioned now, that Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala had commented upon that hadith that we thank Allah that these thoughts are from Shaitan. However, now Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, certainly Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven the thoughts, the whispers caused by Shaitan in the hearts of my ummah for me, unless my ummah acts upon the whispers which they receive from Shaitan or they talk about it. So until a person does not bring that into his practical life, any thought or any thing that is worrying him from the inside, if it's something which is evil from Shaitan, and then he practices that evil, then of course he will be a gunahgar, a sinner. Once again, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that there is no punishment for evil thoughts. This is the speciality of being the ummati of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The thoughts which remain in our hearts even for a short period of time or permanently. In fact, these thoughts that used to come in the hearts of the previous nations and ummah, they were only forgiven for the short-term thoughts that appeared in their hearts. If any permanent whispers of Shaitan remained in their hearts, they were going to be accountable for that. But because of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, subhanallah, he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ummah, this nation is forgiven for the thoughts or whispers that come from Shaitan. They shall be forgiven for it unless they practice that. There is also pleasure and happiness within the heart for having those thoughts. There is no punishment even for that as well. If the firm intention of putting it into action, the evil thought that has existed in the heart, then there is punishment for it until you have practiced that thought. So there is a very major difference between a waswasa and a firm niyat and intention of doing something wrong. In fact, that you can identify and realize it yourself. So we seek refuge from Allah Azza wa Jal of Shaitan, that Allah Azza wa Jal may protect us from the tricks and traps and from the nets of Shaitan, that he catches people and he snatches their iman away, he removes and he vanishes their good deeds away by making them commit such evil acts. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from traps of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the whispers of shaitan. Feeling anxiety in the heart because of experiencing satanic whispers about faith indicates that the heart of a Muslim is filled with iman. It is something which is so common. I mean, wherever there's lots of wealth, there's lots of dawlat, abundance of money and wealth, that is where the robbers and the thieves will be. Likewise, when the heart is filled with the treasure of iman, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is obvious that shaitan would come there and he would basically over and again place these evil thoughts in the heart of a person to get him worried, to irritate him, to trouble him, to cause taklif and pain to him, so that he may get confused and he may fall into doubt and then start questioning Allah Azza wa Jal. They might start questioning what is taqdeer and destiny. So therefore, let us drive away shaitan by reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. The one who has a sound heart, a heart which is filled with iman, as the Quran says, وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ, and his heart is steadfast in faith. Trust me, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Then no matter what shaitan will do, you will drive him away, inshallah. Chale, inshallah, let us recite this kalam which our brother had requested for, inshallah. And thereafter we will continue with our program. So let us recite Durood e Paak. Sallallahu alayka ya ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya
مدینے جانے والو جاؤ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, جتنا ہم کلام پڑھتے ہیں نعت پاک پڑھتے ہیں سنتے ہیں ظاہر سے بات ہے it's obvious that these moments are spent in expressing our love for the Holy Master صلى الله عليه وسلم and they increase the muhabba collection and devotion to the Holy Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللہ عز و جل ہمیں استقامت عطا فرمائے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant us steadfastness and استقامہ on this muhabba and love and connection and may this increase day by day so that we reach the proximity and the closeness to the Holy Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Another satanic whisper which we will be discussing today, dear viewers, is called the shaitan walhan. That shaitan and devil which is called walhan, he causes different whispers regarding wudu. So, for example, he causes such whispers in the heart of a person who is performing wudu that so and so part of your body has not been washed correctly and properly. So and so body part has been washed only twice and not thrice. So, likewise, if the wudu of the person is still valid, the shaitan causes such whispers as your wudu has been invalid. Too much time has passed since you have made wudu. These are different ideas as to what thought may come to the mind. You know, sometimes you are making wudu and so much of water is going. Why? Because you're not satisfied with what you are doing in wudu. There are people who make wudu and they forget which part of the body they have washed. Sometimes they are washing the same part over 10 times. So, the thing is that these tricks of shaitan or these waswasas that come from shaitan is actually to trick a person, to trap him, to make him indulge in more time making his wudu. You will think that why would shaitan do an act of worship, I mean a good deed? Why would he persuade a person to do something which is a good deed? I mean, why would shaitan give an advice of performing wudu when shaitan will not want you to read namaz with wudu? But this is the trap of shaitan, as we mentioned, that sometimes he may give you an invitation towards righteousness and goodness, as Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said. But in return of that, he will make you commit a major sin, and the guna of that sin will be more than the thawab which you have earned in that minor sin. Sometimes he'll make you come towards righteousness, and towards the righteousness when you do, he'll make you commit evil as well, as going to the masjid is an act of righteousness, but speaking in the house of Allah about business, about family, about politics, screaming and shouting and talking in the house of Allah about worldly affairs is not a good act of worship. Coming to the house of Allah was a good deed, but speaking in the house of Allah, eating and drinking without making niyyah for itikaf, doing other such activities, talking on the phone, having ringtones on loud speakers, speaking on the phone, and doing many other funny things in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is prohibited by coming with smell in the mouth, with smell in the body. So these are also things from shaitan that he'll make you do, knowing that you are not clean, not pure at times. So we should try and understand these traps and tricks of shaitan. Of course, dear viewers in the Madinah channel, shaitan then also causes whispers during your salah and he confuses you about your salah, how many rak'at you have read. It goes on and goes on. However, inshallah, we have a video clip. جو ہم ابھی سننا چاہیں گے انشاءاللہ. چلیں اس ویڈیو کو سنتے ہیں پھر دوبارہ اپنے پروگرام کے ساتھ حاضر ہوتے ہیں. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہ العالیہ has mentioned in Majlis Treasure of Blessing page 242, whoever recites 7 times after every salah the blessed name of Allah azza wa jal, هو الله الرحيم هو الله الرحيم هو الله الرحيم 7 times after every salah will remain secured from the evil of shaitan and he will die with iman intact insha Allah azza wa jal.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here you go. There is another beautiful remedy to get rid of the waswasas and whispers of shaitan. In fact, the teacher of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, the Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Naqi Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who I just mentioned now, is a teacher of Imam Azam Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had given some remedies to get rid of shaitan, and this is that do not follow the satanic whispers. If he disturbs you very much, then say to him, for example, if he has disturbed you for your wudu, if he has disturbed you for your salah, then you can tell him, I will offer salah even without wudu and I will not obey you in this way. The shaitan gives up irritating you if you listen to him, and he will continue to disturb you. So it doesn't necessarily mean, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala explained this, that it doesn't necessarily mean that you will of course read namaz without wudu, but this is to
make shaitan run away, that you fight him back by saying, yes, shaitan, you over and again confuse me about my wudu, you confuse me about my salah, you confuse me about taqdeer, about destiny, you confuse me about many other matters related to Islam. So as far as salah is concerned, it's fine, it's upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have done what was in my power, and I know I have performed my wudu, but this doubt is coming over and again, and I will read my namaz like this. I have done my responsibility and duty as a banda, and I am hopeful from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will accept my ibadah. So this is only when this is in the form of a waswasa, not in the form or not when it is certain that you do not have wudu. Of course, you cannot use this to your own advantage. If a person knows that he has broken his wudu, he has felt it, he has smelt it, for example, passing wind or going to the answering the call of nature, and then he says, no, this is the waswasa of shaitan, of course this will not be a valid excuse. He should then perform his wudu. But the ulama and the scholars had advised us that fight shaitan back. In fact, one person comes to a great scholar and he complains about his marriage, that Huzur, I have experienced that shaitan over and again confuses me about my marriage with my wife, and there is a lot of arguments at home, and I don't know what to do anymore because of this divorce that I'm experiencing over and again. So Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is a tabi'i saint. A tabi'i is he who has seen a sahabi, and a sahabi is he who has seen the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who explains this is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. So when a person came to this pious saint Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala and he said that shaitan causes whispers in my heart about my wife, that you have divorced your wife, I should make nikah again with my wife. But I know this has not happened, but why is it over and again the shaitan confuses me about my nikah? Every time I'm having this problem with shaitan, that this waswasa and thoughts are coming to my mind. So Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala then told this person, Tika, but I am witness that you have given talaq to your wife. I am witness to that. So this person says, Wallah, but I have not even done that. How can you be witness to me giving talaq to my wife when I have not even divorced her? How could you say that you are witness to this? So then this buzurg, this great personality, this tabi'i saint, Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, yeah, just like that. If you can take an oath in front of me that you had not divorced your wife, then why can't you take an oath in front of shaitan that you have not divorced your wife? Why are you allowing those doubts to increase in your heart? Why are you giving him the chance to keep on putting doubt and creating more and more doubt and whispers in your heart and mind? Just as you are certain at this moment that you had not given any divorce to your wife, likewise, when these thoughts come to your heart and mind, when you are not with anyone else, and rather when you are alone, or whenever this thought comes to your mind, immediately speak to shaitan and tell him, oh shaitan, oh Iblis, I can take an oath, I have not done this to my wife. Therefore, I want to get rid of you, and then you should recite, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Shaitan will definitely go away. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, likewise there are many, many other Madani pearls about getting rid of shaitan. The scholars have mentioned that they cite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim 21 times. Blow in the water, inshallah, before sleeping at night. Drink them in the morning. Make dam in the water. Recite these wadaif invocations and make dam in the water. Drink the water. Make your family members drink that as well. Before sleeping at night, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, Ayatul Kursi. There are many other surahs and many other verses of the Holy Quran which you can recite in order to get rid of shaitan. So, but one of the best cures, as I mentioned earlier on, in different ways, from different narrations, is that firstly, when you understand that these are the whispers of shaitan, try to identify what is a whisper and what is an intention. You've got to differentiate between a niyyah, a firm intention of committing any evil, and a whisper of shaitan. And when you do experience these whispers, as there was a complaint recently, a person says, when I answer the call of nature, I wash myself so many times, I'm never satisfied, no matter I can finish 10 buckets of water. But I always feel like somebody is telling me, no, you're not clean, keep on washing, keep on washing. How many months have gone that I'm still washing myself whenever I answer the call of nature? And I try to make myself strong, and I try to make it certain to myself that no, one jug is sufficient for me to clean myself, but it's like never enough. I can use 7-8 jugs and I'm still not satisfied. So that shaitan who is in charge of the toilet, or who is present in the toilet, that shaitan who puts waswasa and whispers in the mind that you are not clean and he wants you, so you should drive him away by saying, no, I'm clean, it's sufficient. This is enough for me to do. speak back, retaliate and recite La Hawla if you are not in the bathroom. As Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mun Aliyah had said that he had experienced the getting rid of shaitan, he had experienced getting rid of shayateen in this way by reciting La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. However, if you are in the bathroom, in the toilet, meaning in the place where you answer the call of nature, in the washroom, then you should not actually recite this in there because it is a place of impurity. So, likewise, another great personality, he says, I was going for salah at the time of Fajr. And as I was going for Salatul Fajr, then mud came on my body. Now this is the power of knowledge and ilm, when you know what is right and what is wrong. This person says, since mud splashed on my clothes, then shaitan put this waswasa in my mind that you are going for namaz and salah. How are you going to go with this muddy clothes for salah? But because I knew that mud is not nafaq, mud is not impure unless you are certain about its impurity, that there is something nafaq in this mud, therefore it is impure. But I knew that mud is not impure, but because I wanted to oppose shaitan and I wanted to teach him a lesson that if you have put this thought in my mind, so I must go back home, change my clothes and miss my jama'at because of changing my clothes. He then says, I then rolled in that mud. I mudded myself more. I placed more mud on my clothes. I stained my clothes furthermore. And he says, after that day, shaitan had never ever worried me again. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الله الله start your day with remembrance of Allah start your